It's just a fact. If you're looking like that and you have higher body fat percentage, you are overeating. That is not in the category of being fit. So that's it. Anyways, yeah. Next.
I could do
a whole episode on that. I've been to like recording studios and like had to record stuff. It's so cool when I wanted to be a musician.
What'd you do?
We sang. Like,
what were you recording for? I'm recording a song.
For high school, we had some projects where we got to go
record. Oh, yeah? Oh, okay.
I got to find it for you. We did a whole rendition of
Amazing Grace.
No. Neil Young.
Yeah, Heart of Gold.
Yes.
Nice.
And I was the lead singer on it.
Keeps me searching for a heart of gold.
I gotta find it because it's...
And like, I'm getting old.
It's pretty banger.
Does that sound like Neil Young? Is that a halfway good impression?
Yeah.
Is he dead? Is he alive?
I don't think he's dead.
I think he's still alive.
You want to put money on it?
Yeah, he's still alive. We would know that. He's alive.
Hold on.
He's alive. He was big during the COVID craze.
Yeah, he's alive. He was with his first wife for a long time. Then he got divorced.
Dude, he put out...
He's how old do you think he is?
72.
No.
65.
78.
Oh, he's almost 80. Mm-hmm. Sick. Good for him. He put out an album. Would have been like 2015 or 2016, my first or second year tree planting.
Mm.
And I remember listening to the album because I'm like, holy crap. I was like, Neil Young hasn't put out an album in forever. This is going to be awesome. And I listened to it and it was like an experimental album or something that he called it. And it incorporated sounds of animals and nature.
He's just trying stuff at
dude,
that
dude, it was
point.
Weird. I give him balls for like doing that, I guess, but it was not my cup of tea. I was like, dude, this is wild. Yeah. And also doing it while I'm tree planting. I'm like, I'm already
but that's
hearing
why
these.
You would think it would be good because it's that vibe. Like you could be blasting Heart of Gold while you're... While
oh,
you're,
that. Yeah, that would be great.
That's
yeah,
what I'm
that
saying.
Could fit.
Yeah.
But like, he
that's
did
why you
these,
thought it would be good and then yeah, it wasn't.
There was some weird tracks where I'm like, I don't get what you're trying here, dude, but good for you anyway.
All right. Let's react.
Yeah, what are we here for anyway? Oh, yeah. Let's watch some videos. React batch number two.
Tim's look. Videos for Sam. Okay.
Alex is...
Good morning, everybody. I have some huge news. The final presale for Fire Festival 2 is live right now. Just a quick warning. If you have to ask who the lineup is before dropping $1 million, Fire is not for you. If you'd rather go to an EDM show, put glitter in your face, lounge in the grass, and not jump in the water with the sharks, Fire is not for you. Fire is not for the listener. Fire is not for the consumer. Fire is for the doer. Fire is about the most insane 3 days of your entire life with a handful of wild weekends leading up to it. We'll of course have great music and great artists, but Fire is about the flying, the diving, the jumping, the exploring, and everything else that I probably shouldn't talk about on here. Don't worry, if you're more of a glitter, EDM, drone type, and you already have a ticket for Fire 2, DM me, I'll refund you instantly and give it to somebody else. For everybody else, there are 100 tickets as part of this final presale. This is the last thing my partner's still letting me do. Now it's right there soon. Tickets. See you guys in the warm weather.
$1 million a ticket. So
$1 million a ticket?
Yeah, $1 million a ticket. So
let's explain.
That's
it.
A crazy video. Explain. Yeah, can they hear that, Alex? Or do
they can
I,
hear it. So
they can
good.
Hear it. Okay, yeah.
So
that's
it's
all
just,
basically.
Who is that guy? Is that the guy that...
Did
damn, he go to prison?
Name? Yeah. So it's the guy who did Fire Festival
okay.
and went down for that as okay. like a huge scammer. Right?
He was just walking
master
down the street
marketer.
Saying that.
Yeah,
there was nothing
yeah, was
really.
Down
it was just
City
the captions on it. And
but you heard what he said. How funny is that? I saw that video and I was like, he's back.
I
he's
guess
scamming
he,
again.
Yeah, that's it.
that's going to be a huge, that's clearly a scam. Like that's going to be a huge, it's going to be another documentary on Netflix for sure.
What if it's not? What if it's real this
then
time?
I'm wrong. But like, I mean, it's like looking at a guy who all he does is steal cars. He's never bought a car. And you're like, oh, he's finally buying it now. It's like, no, he's stealing this one
but
too.
But people have definitely bought tickets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they did for Fyre Festival too.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. The best part about that is the part, the one, I mean, it's all hilarious, right? But because it's just him just marketing just hard, yeah. You know? And, but the one line where he's like, if you need to know who the lineup is, of the lineup of artists is before you drop $1 million, this isn't for you. Yeah. Dude, the balls to say that is insane.
That was fantastic.
That's so $1 million. That's almost disrespectful. Like,
he was probably walking home from prison right there. And just is like, he probably doesn't even have anything planned, but he's selling tickets.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened with Fyre Festival, right? He had nothing set up. Yeah. I don't know. I followed a bit of his stuff like last year and the year before, like what he was doing. Cause I think he was on a big PR campaign to just like try and be like new leaf type thing. And
yeah.
So that's so funny though. I'm definitely going to be following that. And I hope it turns into a horrifying Netflix documentary again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Stay on the left right over here. Yeah.
My buddy told me this is just a microdose of mushrooms. And he was lying. So I'll be honest, I thought I was in Blades of Glory for most of the time that I was out there until it sort of settled down. And then I realized, holy shit, I am at the NHL All-Star Game.
Michael Bublé got
high on
mushrooms.
Yeah, but was that real?
Yeah.
That was real.
Yeah. Because
I saw something about that. I thought that looks like an AI over top of his.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure that he. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you think it's legit?
Yeah, he took mushrooms and didn't realize the dose was high. He was just hoping to have like a smooth, fun. It's the NHL All-Star Game, so you don't take it that serious.
But he
right?
was on the ice performing.
Yeah, and he took way too much. So then he actually was legit high.
He's so wholesome.
I'm at the NHL.
He's such a wholesome Canadian that like everyone knows.
Yeah,
and, like,
I didn't know that I
oh,
was.
Oh, we have so, to explain the.
I didn't
video.
Know that I was a fan of Michael Bublé until right now. So, yeah,
so he's
go ahead.
Just sitting at a press conference with what? Who is he with? Will Arnett?
Yeah,
beside
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
and they were just talking about the NHL All-Star Game, and it was just them sitting at the desk, and then you heard the rest.
Him taking a microdose of mushrooms, I guess, from someone. Maybe Will. I don't know. Did he say who it was?
No, he didn't say
and
who
then,
it was.
And then ended up not being a microdose. Whoopsie. That's funny.
Low key, that happened to you.
Yeah, it did. From you.
Allegedly.
You guys, if you guys want to hear that story, you can go back to episode.
Allegedly.
I don't know which episode that is, but within
one
our,
of the earlier
within our
episodes,
first 10, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was funny.
Okay, this is me for you.
I'm ready.
So this guy's funny because this is a guy that literally Jop always sends me this guy. He's so in this video, it's like, Cam, you should be responsible with your spending. And he's like, don't think so. And he like hops off the bed and then it transitions to him on this new motorcycle with this like orange neon vest and this creepy smile. So this guy is actually going insanely viral because he's apparently going through a divorce. So he's living his like hot life right now.
Oh, so this is genuine.
No, we don't know.
Oh, okay.
We don't know if it's genuine or if he's acting, if he's playing a part. Because every video is this cringy.
That would be amazing if this is like unironic and he's just living his life and he decided to document it.
Exactly. Yeah. Because he's like doing all this stuff where he's like, POV, it's our first date. And he shows up in like all tight leather and he does that smile. And then you don't know if it's like, is it serious?
So
like,
wait, how did you...
Jop sends me these videos.
Shout out Joplin. How did you figure out that he's going through a divorce?
He said it.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Like he's talking about it, right?
That's so funny.
His username is DivorcedDad83.
Oh, there gotcha. Go. Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
So I don't... Alex, have you seen some of his other videos?
Yes, my algorithm is just this man.
Yeah!
Are you serious? Yeah. I haven't seen any of them.
Do you think it's real?
I can't tell.
What do you think? What do you think, Alex?
I think it's genuine, but
do you?
I don't think he's, like, that sounds mean. I think he's smart enough to come up with it, but it hits, like some of the videos hit too hard. Where I'm like, if you are being satirical,
Yeah.
You are so far beyond satirical, like to the point where it's just, this is just this man.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the entire internet, like, yeah, there's hateful comments and stuff like that, but a lot of them are like egging this person on. So yeah, like,
right.
The average person that might be going through that, they might just be like, oh, this is normal. People like me. So they keep on going, you know? So you never know.
Or it's just like fantastic. Like he found the character.
Yeah.
I can't tell. And I've seen many of the videos. I thought he'd have way more followers than he has. He doesn't even have 40,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he's all over. I guess like if once you find him,
he's probably on the up right now. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like trying to. Anyways, it's funny because like that's like literally every video is like that.
Yeah,
like,
that's hilarious. Oh, man. Jop has sent me some good ones. I should put them in for the reacts. So there are some weird ones. With the face at the end, I've seen this.
So, oh, you saw this
yeah,
one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is a guy,
with the tech deck,
a guy playing pool, and he just has the eight ball to sink. So he does his shot, and then as the eight ball's rolling, he has a tech deck, and he flips it over the eight ball. It's just the thug life. He didn't choose the thug life.
Yeah, that's what it is. He like because he does the little ollie, little tech deck ollie over the eight ball, and like stares the camera down.
I just thought it was funny because we've been playing pool on date nights.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I want to do that next time.
Do you have a tech deck?
No, but we should find a hacky sack. I used to hacky sack
we
all
were on the
time.
We were on the tail end of hacky sack being cool.
Yeah.
That was huge with people 5-6 years older than me.
Well, because we would hacky sack, what, grade 7 maybe? And then it disappeared by high school.
Yeah, I did it like, I think no one 12 hacky to 14 in or high something. School. Yeah. Alex, did you hacky sack?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Although it's funny that you planted trees and hacky sacked. I think that's a perfect characterization of Tim.
I also had a big beard and smoked weed every day. Everything fit pretty good together.
Yeah, if you hacky sack, you were probably a stoner. I just wasn't.
They were very different phases,
I liked it because I was competitive and we would all hacky sack at recess.
It's fun to be good at.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When you nail it, you're like,
if you look at yourself,
you're like, holy shit, I am athlete.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Jesters. Do you remember that? The jester move?
No.
The jesters.
When you balanced it and then you.
No, that's like do they call it stall? Like same as in soccer or whatever? No, jesters where you like, you stand up and, or you jump up and then you kick it underneath the other leg. Yeah.
I didn't know any of the tricks.
And if you do two jesters in a row where you go boom, up, and then go again, boom, up, double jester. This is all coming back. Man. That's so funny.
I just said all I had to say was hacky sack. You're like, whoa, I went in.
Dude, that
would have
been
zone
before
before
I got to the age that's halfway through my life currently. Would have been the last time I did that. So like 13. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there.
Anyways. Hacky sack. We should get
a lot of videos.
Where would you get a hacky sack? Sorry.
Doesn't this look cool? We do this after the show.
Oh, we're doing this.
Yeah, it's on Queen Street.
We're doing that.
That's
for
cool,
sure.
Eh?
Yeah.
So I thought you'd like that because, but here I'm sitting there like, what if it just collapses? You're like in the middle of the dinner and everything just falls on you.
Yeah.
I guess we don't have to worry about that because there's no earthquakes. But
I mean, they have underground subways that mess with everything.
Exactly.
No, I'm not worried.
But
about
I thought
that.
It was like a. I thought that was a cool vibe.
Do you know where it is?
It's on Queen Street.
Queen what?
Like it's set at the end.
Oh, okay.
What is it for the viewers?
Oh, sorry. The video is we're slacking on that now. It's an underground cave restaurant. So Tim and I are like quite, I wouldn't use the word foodie, but I guess like we love to eat. Like what's the actual definition of a foodie?
I just like trying new restaurants and stuff.
I think that's a
foodie. I mean,
you with this hat looks like a foodie.
I like the restaurant experience.
How you look right now, you look like a foodie.
Maybe.
I think foodies are just like new age.
It's not like I
food
even,
hippies.
Yeah, it's not even like I know that much about food beyond like the nutritional aspect.
We know a lot about food, I guess.
From that side,
but we enjoy the basic cook. We enjoy the restaurant experience.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So, anyways, it's an underground cave
restaurant.
So,
do we know with that if the, is that renovated in a way that like is that cave like all like original?
Oh, we have no idea.
Oh, okay,
we have no idea.
I assume aspects of it is.
Maybe.
It'd be kind of lame, right? To make it all like fake. It's all artificial. It's like
TNT.
It's still underneath. Well, you would to some degree, I guess, but like.
I don't know. We have to look it up.
All right.
If you know, comment below.
Oh, what's the name of the restaurant?
I don't know. We'll look it up. Okay,
we'll figure it out. Oh my goodness. I don't like where this is going at all. Dude, this gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Gave Alex it too.
Yeah, Alex, you feeling what I'm feeling?
Yeah, I downloaded this video and I called it Cursed Crocs.
Dude. I don't
How
get
gross
it.
Was that? I don't so get in that on- video, it's literally croc charms that are toes. And then the guy put it on Shrek Crocs. And it's just like these red nail painted toes.
Attach onto the end of
onto
the Crocs.
These Shrek Crocs, and it looks like...
Yeah, that was like hard to watch.
Why? It's all silly. It's all just plastic.
That's weird. I don't have a hard... I'd watch open like, heart surgery easier than I would watch that.
Really?
Yeah, like that was weird. That game, I think part of it is when he's peeling the toes off and lets the sound up. Yeah.
Because you can hear him.
He knew exactly what he was
too.
Doing. Yeah.
I just liked it because it was Crocs and it was cringe.
Right.
Because I love Crocs, but like that was like kind of weird to watch.
You should think up some ideas of like
giblets.
We gotta get you in with Crocs at some point, but like I'd be sick if you actually had like a Slays Fit Croc line.
Oh yeah. Crocs X Slay Fit.
Yeah. Fit. That'd be a sweet collab.
I don't even know the name of my business.
That'd be a sweet collab.
Cool. Anyways.
Okay.
Next one.
What do we got? Hit us with it.
So, respectfully, I disagree that looking fit is a beauty standard.
Wait, can you replay that? Because what were their statements? Because I think I agree. Yeah, okay. Don't judge their fitness level by their body type.
Like,
I would agree. There's
but
some
right
like,
there, I have a problem with the end, right? She's like, she's saying that she's been doing it for 7+ years.
Yeah.
But people would see her and think she's a beginner because
right.
of how
and
she
I get
looks.
That. I get that, yeah.
I but get that too, yeah. right? But then she's saying looking fit is a beauty standard that we go back to the last days.
Okay, yeah, that might be the more controversial thing.
It is 100%. Looking fit is a beauty standard. It's not based on testable fitness metrics. Yes, it is. Body fat percentage is a level of how fit you are.
It is one aspect, right?
But she's saying it's not based on testable fitness metrics. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I get what she's saying, and I would agree in part, I guess, because it's like there's a lot of like if you look at like certain Olympic like even shot put athletes or other different athletes, like sometimes they or even like have you seen that only- video going around of we should find it and show you and see what you think of Mahomes, the quarterback.
Yeah.
He like his body type is like so average,
but he's,
right? Skinny
but he's
fat.
He's not high percentage body fat.
No, but the point is it's in the same realm. As like you'd look at him and have no idea he's one of the best quarterbacks in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the highest level.
Tom Brady was the same though when he was drafted initially.
Yeah, that's true. Tom
like
too.
A lanky dude.
Yeah, you're right.
So
yeah.
I don't have a problem with like.
The last statement's the more
the last
controversial one.
It's like, but you almost knew she was going there because now she's like fit shaming.
Yeah, I get it.
Right, which I don't agree with because she, looking at her, sure, she could be a total pro at it, at whatever.
Yeah.
She's going to have way more. Factors influencing her health because of her body fat levels than someone that's
and I guess she's not talking about health. So
no,
because
she
fair.
Said looking fit. Like she's talking about how she looks
right.
and that she probably got upset because someone right. was like, "Hey, can I help you out?"
Right. I guess her implication is like, I don't have to be leaner.
This is the thing. Your body is your business card if you're into fitness.
Yeah,
that's
I mean, I think
she
looks like she's just a gym person.
Who knows? We haven't right? yeah. gone to her profile.
But either way, the...
Anyways, I hope she remixes this and...
No, and I get it. I would say, like, I still agree with you, like, with both, because it's, like, what she... I guess maybe we're assuming a little bit, because it's just a quick Instagram video, but, like, people like that, what they'll often do is use this as basically a cope to not manage their nutrition or their...
Exactly.
Their nutritional
She's
habits.
Not going to put in the effort to get... quote unquote healthier. Cause this is the age old debate on, you know, what actual tests are there to determine how fit you are. Right.
Yeah.
You know, but I think in this reel, she's just specifically talking like her, like the outside looks.
And the athletic abilities, that side of fitness, right? Cause it's like your athletic abilities, a lot of people are way more athletic than I am with a lot more body fat percentage.
Tons. All of the O linemen in the NFL can outrun me, can outjump me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, way more athletic.
But it's just the last quote there fired me up. Because this is not, this is still going along with the, you know, fat is beautiful and fat is fit and all this stuff. And it's like, you can't just say that and then just base it on the look. If we're saying fat is fit, we have to have a bunch of tests and you have to put a bunch of people through these tests. And if a higher percentage of people with higher body fat do better, then okay.
Right. That's fair.
That's all I'm saying.
And the opposite would be true too, where it's like people who, there's a lot of people that look fit. This is particularly common in the bodybuilding industry that are holistically quite unhealthy.
Yes.
And actually not even that fit.
I think this really fired me up because I have struggled with very high or too high body fat percentage. And I know I was nowhere near as fit as I am at lower. And I was doing the same things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all.
I also think, I think for a lot of people, I don't want to assume it's her, but for people like her, it can be like a cope to be like, oh, I don't need to look, I don't need to aspire to look better.
Like powerlifters.
And then what they do is a lot of powerlifters for sure.
Yeah.
And I think bodybuilders in the off season, some bodybuilders in the off season, right?
I've been there.
Yeah. So it's an excuse to not manage the self-discipline that's involved with healthy eating.
It's just a fact. If you're looking like that and you have higher body fat percentage, you are overeating. That is not in the category of being fit. So that's it. Anyways, next. We could do a whole episode on that. This one made me laugh so hard. Wait, just wait.
He's struggling, man. You know what's funny? He managed to say fuck, but it didn't autocorrect to duck.
Yeah. He's like, oh shit. He keeps typing it too. Shall I send you money for nails?
Nice.
I was just like, I don't know. That's just like made me laugh so hard for no reason. Because it was like it's always when like the women are trying to do pranks on their husbands.
No one knows.
It's I guess it had trending audio.
No one saw it.
It's just this this wife, and it's a picture of her and her husband. She's like, me changing my husband's autocorrect, that it'll autocorrect babe to bitch. So he's trying to type babe to her over and over and over again. It just keeps autocorrecting to bitch. And he's like, it's putting bitch as bitch. And it's like, he just keeps going.
I love you, bitch.
You did not find that funny. I was like laughing so hard at it.
That was amusing.
Oh, man. That was lighthearted for me. Crazy. You're like, that's the same dude. I think he looks so much. I was like, this is you with the haircut.
Yeah.
That's like your feeling of like confidence after. That's like you going from long hair. Anyways, this video is like some straggly looking dude with some like
straggly
long hair and glasses on. And then he gets this like fresh fade and he goes from like a 1 to a 10.
Yeah, he looked way better.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen like those old school Disney movies where it was like the quote unquote ugly girl in high school and she was getting bullied and then she had like that transformation at the end of the year and she became popular.
Yeah.
And all they did was cut her hair and remove the glasses because that's literally
So he's like a Disney princess.
I didn't even notice they took the glasses off.
The glasses do a lot of it.
Also,
yeah, because look at the style of the glasses.
Also, there's no way those are his actual glasses. Look how they fit. There's no optometrist setting you up with glasses like that. My dad would never let you walk out of the office with glasses fitting like that.
That's gotta be his real hair though.
Yeah. It looks like it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Dude's got good hair. Look at that thick mop.
I know, but then it looks good short.
That's what I mean, though. Look. Yeah, that's good. I wish my hair could do that.
It could do that. You just have to take the time to grow it.
My hair doesn't grow like that. You know what the thing is about haircuts like that, too?
Those aren't his glasses.
No, definitely not. They did a good job. That's for the that part's for the video. They knew what they were doing. That's good. The haircut he got at the end, it's good. It fits him perfect. But in like 2 weeks, that guy's got to trim it up. Otherwise, it looks like it's just...
Man. Yeah, exactly. But then if he feels that good, he'll still keep getting it.
I think that's partly why.
That's like maybe he just came back from tree planting.
Yeah, he looks like it. Yeah. Should look at his hands. That's how you can tell.
And the Christmas tree toe.
The nails, dude. Just dirt.
Ask him if he can feel his toes.
Dirt in the... Yeah, ask him.
Wrap it up.
Christmas
toe. That's it.
That was good.
All right.
That was funny, dude.
I'm getting riled up from that video. I think my face... I can feel my face going red.
Were you?
Yeah, because I was riled up.
Match your shirt.
I was riled up.
All right, we're done. We're going to do the next episode soon. Thanks a lot for listening or watching on YouTube. We are trying to get to 1,000 subs, which means we need you to stop watching this video and actually go sub. That's the most important thing.
Hit the bell.
Much love. Appreciate you guys.